Hello, and welcome to another episode of Market House, the podcast where we talk all things Disney. My name is Caleb.
And I'm Caitlin.
And this week, we talk about Christmas decorations showing up early,
a new Disney lawsuit,
and share our thoughts on the current state of Disneyland. Let's dive in. This is episode number 54, and we're here visiting the Americas from our visit to Middle Earth. We've been invested in the Lord of the Rings series. I have been obsessed. So if you didn't listen to last week, we talked about how we just finished Rings of Power, the Amazon Prime Lord of the Rings series. I've never been a big fan of Lord of the Rings, just never clicked with me growing up. But for some reason, this show clicked.
It was amazing.
And well, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful show. Mm-hmm. But I just am invested now in the whole Lord of the Rings world.
Yeah. So we're restarting the series.
The movie series.
Movie trilogy. Yeah.
So we're right in the middle of Two Towers. Mm-hmm. And they're so long, we have to chuck them out every night. So
yeah, well, that's because of me. I fall asleep.
She falls asleep. So we have to finish the last about hour and a half tonight after we finish recording.
I can't wait. But I do have to say, those movies were very well done, special effects-wise for back then. They came out a long time ago.
For the time, they were pretty good. There is one scene I'm waiting for.
With Legolas?
Legolas on the elephant. It's the worst CGI scene I've seen.
Oh, the elephant. I thought you were talking about when he jumps on the horse with Ghibli.
Ghibli. I'll go with that.
Folks, that's how you know we are not almost at Star Tours. Fan. Yeah.
Anywhoski, let's get to Disney since that is not Disney. But so that's what we've been doing. That's what our time's been invested in. I almost had to go out of town for another work trip, which I got out of, nice.
Which I'm glad you did because we have a very special thing happening this weekend.
Yeah. It's our wedding anniversary. Mm-hmm. So we're getting away for a couple of days in Monterey, which is one of our favorite places. And then right after that, we're home for like a day, and then we fly back out and go see my grandparents.
I'm excited.
Out in the Midwest. So yeah, there's a lot of travel coming up, so we're squeezing this in before things get hectic again, and then we should be home for a while, which will be nice for the holidays. So before we dive in to the news and all that good stuff, consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That would be a giant help to the show. Just kind of helps the algorithm pop our name up when people look for Disneyland podcasts on those services. Just helps us pop up.
Yeah.
Higher on that result.
Of course, we get so excited when we read them.
Yeah.
Duh.
That as well.
I've said so many times. And again, when we do get them, we'll read them out on the podcast.
Yeah. A little shout out. So we appreciate that in advance. And for all the folks that have already left one. And another way of supporting the show, which is 100% free to you, except you got to spend a little money to go to the parks. But if you're planning on going to Disneyland or Disney World or Universal even, you can buy your tickets, book your hotel, all that good stuff through Undercover Tourist. And we've got a special, unique link in our episode description / details, what have you. And you can click that and buy your tickets that way. And that just sends us a little support for the show. Help offset the cost of running this thing, because it's not cheap to run a podcast, believe it or not. You got to pay for like licensing music. You got to pay for equipment.
I never knew.
What else we pay for?
We pay for editing
software. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. So just another free way for you guys to support the show, which we would appreciate.
Yes, but we would love it.
Let's dive into that news.
All right. First up, we have some super exciting news, at least for some people. There's been some Christmas decor popping up at Disneyland and DCA.
Already.
Which I can't believe. So first off, there's snow on the castle with all that SoCal blizzardy weather that they're having.
It's like 90 degrees.
It's so warm. And then over at DCA, there's garland and ornaments popping up and like on the stores.
So I'm excited. Don't get me wrong. It's not even Halloween yet.
Yeah.
And we're seeing Christmas decor. I love the holidays at the parks, but have they popped up this early before? Or am I not remembering?
I don't think it's this early. I think isn't there like a staffing issue still? or cast member.
Maybe. So maybe they're just taking a longer time.
Because I remember with the Halloween decor, remember they'd pop up like random decor super early, just randomly around the park.
That's true.
So right, I don't know if it's that.
Yeah.
But I'm here for it because I cannot wait. We are in our home. We definitely decorate super early. So as of November, I don't know, 5th, like the first weekend, whatever it is. So we decorate quite early for Christmas. So
we're following Disney's time frame there. So officially they start the holidays, November 11th, and it goes to January 8th. But you can get a sneak peek if you want to go for Halloween / Christmas. It's kind of a combination, kind of like Nightmare Before Christmas. You can go there now and see both holidays. Next up, we've got some big news coming out of Disney Imagineering. Bob Weiss has announced his retirement. This is a statement from Imagineering. 42 years after first joining Imagineering, Bob Weiss has announced his retirement, serving most recently as Global Imagineering Ambassador and before that as president of the organization. Bob cemented his legacy as a leader and creative force, helping to bring to fruition countless attractions, lands, resort hotels, cruise ships, and theme parks around the globe. Bob will officially depart the company on January 2nd, 2023.
What a job to have.
Yeah, so he's been around for quite a while. 42 years is a long time to be at any organization, let alone the probably grueling, you know, schedules of being an Imagineer and all that stuff. He worked on some very big projects. Let me name off just a couple here. Construction of Tokyo Disneyland, the transformation and expansion of Disney's California Adventure, and the creation of Disney Resort.
Wow.
So this guy's been busy past 40 years.
I have a really quick question for you.
Yeah.
If you could work in Imagineering and have worked on any park, what would you choose?
Work on any park, or if I can go back in time and like...
Back in time.
Oh.
Or currently, moving forward.
I mean, I think it'd be amazing to like help, I mean, in the 50s when they were building Disneyland.
Okay, Disneyland. Yeah. Okay.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Rub shoulders with Walt and work under him. I'm sure he was probably tough to work for, but that would be... unbelievable.
You didn't want to open up the 2000s DCA?
No. With Superstar Limo?
Yes.
I would, sun? No. Yeah. No.
Okay, good. Sorry, off topic. I just wanted to...
I'll pass on that. But yeah, big, kind of a big name retiring from the company. So again, this happens. I don't think there was any like falling out. The guy's just getting up there in age and he wants to go enjoy his money and, you know, float off into the sunset. So good for him. And he's done a lot of good work for the company. And we'll miss you, Bob.
All right. It's that time again. There is another Walt Disney World lawsuit going on.
Yeah, so this is taking place over on the East Coast, and it looks like two anonymous pass holders filed a class action lawsuit, and it's going to sound very familiar, folks, because it's the exact same reasoning and all that good stuff as the West Coast lawsuit against Disneyland for the Magic Key program, and that is Disney U advertised these top-tier passes being unlimited. I can go in whenever I want, and that's not true. There's this reservation system, and you are purposely limiting my access to the parks, even though I paid for an unlimited pass. So, let's see here. They're claiming the resort breached its contract with annual pass holders by maintaining its park pass reservation system. They're referred to by the initials EK and MP. Say the system that requires all visitors to make a reservation at Disney's theme parks blocked its highest tiers of pass holders from visiting the parks on certain days, despite Disney formally advertising the premium pass as allowing unlimited access.
Well, I mean, there was changes that happened after the West Coast one.
Yeah.
So
they're claiming, I'm sorry, Disney's response to that was, this is a mischaracterization, that's a long word, of the program, and there are fine print there that does protect us from this kind of accusation and blah, 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 blah. So I think people are just piling on at this point. We'll see what Disney responds to both of these. They're both not done. This one just opened up. The California one's still not resolved. So we'll see if that they settle out of court with that one. Or
that's right, because Walt Disney World didn't renew their terms like Magic Key over here did.
Yeah, so ours changed. Remember, all of them have blockout dates now, mm-hmm. right?
I meant just like their terms of, remember how it was super in-depth?
Yeah,
everyone was talking about. True. Yeah, so, I mean, Walt Disney World didn't do that yet.
We'll
know.
We'll
see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, but if you want to file a lawsuit, now's the time to do it.
Oh my gosh.
join the party. Join the lawsuit party. All right. You know what that music means. It's time for Disney Trivia. Is that new? I don't think we ever said that in unison together.
No, I think it started like 2 episodes ago.
You keep looking at me like, do it on time. Okay, sure. I like it.
I like it.
All right, so last week, I think I won with a 1-for-2 performance.
Yeah. I did terrible last week.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I'd be embarrassed if I were you. I'm just kidding. No, we both didn't do our best. Let's see if this week we can do a little better. Let's go ahead and do it.
All right, Caleb, are you ready for this week's round of questions?
I think so. All right. Let's go.
First up, how many times has the operational drawbridge at the front of Sleeping Beauty's castle actually been used?
So this is, I've heard this trivia question before. It's actually, usually the answer is not correct. They claim twice, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so I'll take the point, but there's a video online that debunks this thing, and they lifted it up. Officially drawn up and drawn down, it's been done twice, like with fanfare and everything. Opening of Disney, and then the rededication of Fantasyland when they reopened it in 1980-something, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, I'll take another point
Two
for
points.
That. No, so I've heard this, I've seen it and all that good stuff, but there's a video where they've lowered and whatever. They've done it a ton of times.
Well, let's just pretend that doesn't happen.
So officially, yes, I think it's 2. Been twice.
All right, all one right. point for you.
I mean, it should be 2, but whatever.
All right. Over at DCA, how many different experiences are offered at the Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout?
Okay, that's good.
I did not know this one.
Oh, like how many different songs, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Monsters After Dark, does that count?
I have no idea. Oh, it just says how many different experiences.
I'm going to go 6.
Whoa.
Really?
Yes.
Yes, let's go.
Did you know that or
no,
did you guess?
No, I didn't, I guessed.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I knew there was like at least 4 songs, but then I started counting in Monsters
Can
After
you
Dark.
Name them?
Oh, man, no.
Just hit me with your best shot.
Yeah. Pat Benatar. And then...
There's the Jackson 5. Is that I Want You Back?
No. Is it? No.
No. Oh, geez. I have no idea. I'm trying to think. Oh, there's an Elvis
there's
one.
There's a song by Heart in there.
It's,
No. Elvis?
Yeah.
No, there's not.
It goes, Elvis I can feel the temperature rising.
Is
higher
it?
Higher and higher. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah. I think they played in Stitch.
Shoot, man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wow. I'm way off. Okay, yeah. There's 6. I don't know. Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
I'll take the 2 points. Caitlin, let's see if you can do this. Okay, let's start off on the East Coast. What is the tallest attraction at Disney World?
Ooh.
The tallest attraction at Disney World. Think of all 4 parks. Tallest.
Oh, wow. I'm trying to think of all the different... It's not Everest. I know that. Oh, is it Everest?
I don't know.
I
shrugged my shoulders. So... You can't see me. I shrugged it. I don't know. Is it?
Okay, hold on here. Give me a minute. And there's Tower of Terror.
There's Tower of Terror.
And Epcot. Well, does the Epcot ball count?
It does. Spaceship Earth.
Yeah.
But
the Epcot ball.
I'm just going to give you one. That's not it.
Splash Mountain.
You're thinking Splash Mountain's the tallest? Why?
No, I'm going to do Everest.
Yes, it's Everest.
Oh, I was right the first time. Yes. Heck yes.
Why did you go in so confident with Splash Mountain?
I got nervous. You know why? Because
that was the spaceship account. Yeah, Splash Mountain.
I got confused because I think Splash Mountain isn't the fastest ride in Magic Kingdom.
I think
Kingdom.
It's the fastest.
I got confused. I got nervous.
Because the drop. My gosh, Caitlin.
Okay, point.
Okay, so I'll give you a point for that. Second question. In which, this is West Coast, Disneyland.
Okay.
In which land can you find the Fairfax Market?
Fairfax?
Fairfax Market. You've seen this a million times. I just want to know if you can place it.
Ooh, can I have a hint?
It's the Disneyland Resort. Wow. So it includes both parks. So
Fairfax.
The hint means DCA. In which land in DCA can you find the Fairfax Market? You've seen it.
I have no idea. The Fairfax?
Stop saying the Fairfax. The Fairfax Market.
I honestly have no idea.
Really?
In DCA?
In DCA.
There's a market in DCA?
They sell
it's right at the beginning next to the lockers.
No.
Oh.
No. I mean, yes, that is a market thing,
what
but that's
market?
Not the Fairfax Market. Gosh, I'm so disappointed.
Where
it's
is
over
it?
In Hollywoodland, across the way from...
Oh.
Off the page, that little thing right
that's
there.
That's not a market.
Oh my gosh.
That's a quick setup shop.
Whatever. We're not going to talk about definitions of markets.
Okay.
It's what it's called.
Well, one.
Caleb wins again.
1-2.
With 2 points.
Yours were way easier.
I'm sorry. How many songs there are and how many times the drawbridge of. No.
You already.
And the tallest. Splash Mountain.
All right, well,
all right.
Thank
well,
you for joining us for trivia this week. Caitlin lost again.
Let us know if you got any of those correct or wrong, or if you're like, no, that's wrong.
Yeah,
you guys
tell
are wrong.
Me if you knew what the Fairfax market was, because I didn't.
She's very offended about this Fairfax market.
Have we even bought anything from there?
I think I got like a pineapple thing there once.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, if you're cool, you get an Adventureland.
Okay, sorry. All right. That is, we said it in unison again. Thanks so much for joining our little trivia this week. If you got any of those right or wrong, let us know and tell us what your score was. All right, and that brings us to our main segment of this week's episode. And that is just, it's going to be a little chat between Caitlin and I. No notes, just a kind of current state of Disneyland, what we're feeling.
We're going to be talking all things Disney.
Yeah, the news that's been coming out, a lot of negative stuff, how that hits us, and kind of our general thoughts on Disneyland, I
Everything.
Guess. Everything.
Positive and negative, not just negative.
Yeah, yeah, no, we're not going to focus on negative stuff.
No, no, no.
But just like where all that sits, because I think what kind of motivated this was like I caught myself getting real down on Disney just from reading, comment after comment on Twitter or Instagram or the news in general. Just kind of getting like you get stuck in the vortex of negativity, if that makes sense.
Right.
And it's easy to. Mm-hmm. Like it's okay to get frustrated with decisions that are being made, whether that's for good or bad, what have you. But I think you can like remove yourself from that and kind of choose how you want to react to things.
Oh, 100%.
And I need to work on that because it's easy to dunk and, you know, just kind of like crud on Disney.
Yeah, especially right now, I feel like, and again, rightfully so on some cases, but as of right now, when Disney does anything new, everyone is so quickly to be negative, no matter even if it's a good thing, I've noticed. Everyone is so opinionated about, well, they shouldn't be doing that or they can't be doing that.
Sure.
Rather than I feel like 5 years ago, which again, granted, the company's in a different state, but I feel like there was more positive things to talk about and discuss.
Yeah.
But now I just feel like it's super negative.
I'd agree.
Yeah.
I think internet culture has changed. And I mean, I can go on and on all day what my thoughts are on social media and its like effect on society. And if that's a net negative or positive, I don't know. I think there's an argument for both.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's easy to just get mixed up. Even like, for example, look at our reaction to the Lord of the Rings series, you type Rings of Power or whatever in Twitter or online, and you will get probably 5-1 articles and comments that are negative to positive.
Mm-hmm.
So there are tons more people on there complaining about stuff. They didn't do this right, or the book actually said this, and this was stupid, and I can't believe the visual effects in this part were so lame, and this actor stinks.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to like, hey, I really enjoyed this series. This was a fun watch.
Yeah, there's a lot less of that. And again, we are not sitting here thinking that everyone's wrong about being negative about something that Disney's doing.
Sure.
Because on multiple episodes, we've shared our thoughts and they
last
have
week,
been positive.
Last week, we talked about how frustrated we were with the price increases
exactly.
and stuff.
Exactly. So
that's okay.
Yeah, that's not what we're talking about. We're more talking about the people who are just being negative to be negative.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it becomes an issue over time.
It does.
So.
And so I caught myself, to get back to what I was talking about, I caught myself like feeling all this negativity around something that wasn't directly affecting me, to be honest, right? Ticket prices don't, it affects a lot of people and I care, but at the end of the day, I have a magic key, right? So I locked in my price for the year. It's locked in.
Right.
So no, did it directly affect me? It did not. And so I was getting like in the tornado of negativity and anger and outrage, and again, justified by some folks. But there's also sometimes where you go, Caleb, why are you acting like this? Like, why are you all negative? And like, I remember calling Caitlin, like, I can't believe Disney's doing this. And it's so frustrating. Mm-hmm. And the company's losing the whatever. And Walt would blip, 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 blip. And at the end of the day, I'm like, what does that do? What does it do? What does it do?
Yeah.
I don't know if that does anything.
Yeah. it's hard because, again, it might not directly affect one person, but it does another.
Uh-huh.
So it's hard when you look to the internet for answers, which most of us do, to kind of look at discussions or comments. One person's like, I can't afford this. The other person's like, why are you complaining about it?
Sure.
And there's such a difference in, again, people's budgets and what they can afford. So it's kind of hard to kind of navigate social media with someone being positive or negative, because just because they're being positive or negative doesn't mean that that's wrong.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. I had one friend, we were talking about the price increases, and his reaction to it was, oh, good. That will kind of prohibit people from going. And
because it's so busy.
Yeah. So like, hopefully it does clear out people from going as much. And like, I was having the opposite reaction of like, that's not the intent or the goal of, it shouldn't be, right? It shouldn't be the end goal of Disney to be like, let's lessen the amount of people that can come here and kind of filter out folks that, you know, that's just, I think to make it cost prohibitive just to do it is frustrating. So I don't know. I think I'm going on a tangent here, but at the end of the day, I think we just wanted to discuss like, what do we feel about Disneyland right now? Like at Disney, the company,
yeah,
are the things you're more attracted to right now? Are you frustrated with this thing and you're like not thinking about it?
I think to sum up my feelings, I think Disney as a whole was a lot simpler a couple years ago, like pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID, yeah.
So again, they've been doing some great things and things that I'm very excited about. But when you kind of look at, like, for example, Magic Bands or Genie Plus, like / Lightning Lane, or it's the reservations, or it's the old system of when you made a Magic Key reservation, you went to switch and it was gone and you couldn't get in, which we had that happen multiple times. There's just a lot of stress around the parks now. And don't get me wrong, we love the parks, and I will till I die say that I love the parks and Disney, but it's just hard now. It's hard to plan it with family. It's hard to plan our trips. And it's just not that like, oh yeah, let's just go. Woo, yeah, we'll just walk across and park hop and do all that kind of thing. It's just hard now.
Yeah.
So again, it's still fun. We have a great time.
Sure.
But it's just a little bit, there's more steps.
Yeah. And what about, you mentioned Magic Band in that list. What about that's frustrating?
I don't know if I would say frustrating per se. It's just more of, I had a higher expectation for it coming over here. And right now I kind of just feel like, hey, put this band on your arm and it's going to light up and vibrate. Like, it's going to be great.
Sure.
Where I'm kind of like, that's awesome. And I'm not going to lie, I'm going to buy one because I want to try it out. But I'm like, I just feel like it was done in a really bizarre way. And I'm like, people are kind of like, okay, this was free at one point over at Disney World.
Yeah. So they used to send it when we went for our first trip together to Disney World, they sent it free in the mail.
Right.
And we were sent like doubles for some reason. So,
and it was so fun to pick a color. And then you could upgrade your band to get, like, we have a Monsters, Inc. one.
Yeah, we spent an extra, like, $12 for, not but, $45.
But, yeah, so great. So my whole thing, I'm like, when I heard about it coming over here to Disneyland, I'm like, oh, it's going to be so, like, interactive and amazing. And I'm not going to lie, when I look at it, I'm like, they're not cheap either because they're all the tiered system.
$35, $45,
$55. Yeah. And again, it's just everyone's talking about the charging situation and...
Yeah, it's not as like clean cut. I think my biggest like gripe on the whole program or the whole product itself would be I'm excited. I'm not excited. I'm not buying it for the vibration light up deal, right? I'm buying it for the convenience of not having to pull my phone out every single time we want to scan into the park, when we want to use a Genie or a Lightning Lane, when we want to show our get our discount. Like, I just want to be able to scan it and not worry about my phone. But we used to do that with a plastic card they used to give us for free.
Yeah.
When we would upgrade, or I'm sorry, when we renew our annual pass.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I have to now pay $45 to get the same thing that was just a little card. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do have to say I really enjoy the process of the bands over at Disney World. Like, I love having my Magic Band and tapping that, which again, Disneyland doesn't have those little...
Oh, the for the gates yet, like to get in the park.
I love having that on. It's so fun, like paying with it. I enjoy it. So I was just so excited for it to come over here.
Which we'll get.
Yeah,
I mean, you get that functionality.
But
you can now. You can pay for it with it. Oh, wait, hold on. I don't want to say that.
It's the iPhone thing though, not the actual...
No. Scanning into the park is the iPhone thing.
Oh, you can use the little...
The terminal.
Yeah.
So like the little slide ATM. ATM, but you know what I'm saying. Point of sale
machine. I'm more talking about like the entrances.
Sure.
Or like when you're doing like the Lightning Lane.
Those are there.
Oh, that's right. Duh.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
So Caitlin's a little less upset about it.
Yeah, a little less upset. Yeah.
So yeah, again, I don't, Magic Band's like the bottom of my list of things I'm upset about. But at the end of the day, I think what I've realized, and this is weird, and I mentioned this on Twitter, I said, I'm thinking about the Disney cruise more than I am Disneyland right now.
Yeah.
Like, we have a trip planned for the wintertime to go to Disneyland. We have a potential trip for a Disney cruise in early 24. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about that more than I am about my trip that's in a couple months.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. A couple days ago, I told Caleb I'd give up my pass just to go on a Disney cruise.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, and again, I'm not going to get into it because you guys are going to be like, Caitlin, okay, we got it. You love the cruise. It's just, it's the most amazing vacation I've ever been on. And I love it. I truly miss it. Like, yeah. We look at videos and we watch YouTube videos all the time. And it was just, it's such a different experience than the parks because, again, it's not loaded with stress.
Exactly. I was about to say that. I think it's because it truly is. It was the escape that Disneyland used to be before right. The reservation system, before ungodly expenses, before a lot of stuff, right? Logistical problems, yeah. Period.
Park reservations.
Yeah, exactly. All that junk.
Mm-hmm.
Genie Plus, right?
Right.
That used to be a true escape because it was like you bought your ticket. That was all you had to deal with, right?
Right. By the way, the tickets, did you hear that there's a rumor that those might be going away?
Yeah, I don't know if I believe that.
I don't know if it's true.
But I saw that, yes, there's a rumor that they might be taking paper tickets away and it'll all be digital. Highly doubt that. I think there's enough people out there, say 60-year-old crowd and up,
yeah,
that would be like, what?
Yeah.
I'm going to use a phone to get in the park? No, yeah. I want a physical ticket. I don't see that happening. But yeah. So yeah, I have just been really attracted to the Disney cruise vacation versus the parks. And that's kind of scary because I've grown up just being a parks guy, right? And Disney cruise was something we did once every year, once every other year, and just did for fun. But now I'm like, yeah, we've talked about the mix might shift because we've been loving the true escapism that the cruise offers.
Mm-hmm.
Never, when I say it, I surprise myself. Never in a million years would I call myself a cruise person. Like, yeah. I grew up never going on one. The first time I ever went on one was with Caitlin. And it was the Disney cruise that we went on.
Yeah, what? Caleb's first cruise was the Disney cruise, which is crazy.
Yeah, so it's hard to go to anything else after that. But what year was that? 2019? 18? 19. It was 19.
Yeah.
So I'm fairly new to this whole thing, and mm-hmm. I'm loving it. I may go cold on it in 5 years, and I may just go right back to the parks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're not leaving the parks. I don't want to say that.
No, we love the parks.
Yeah.
It's just a different mindset right now. It's
weird. No,
it's more thinking of like, hey, let's go cruise this destination.
Yeah.
Or we've talked about Aulani, which again, not a theme park. So it's kind of like.
I know. I think it's just we're looking for a more relaxed, and that's okay, right? We don't have kids yet, and it's just us two. So maybe it's just the time, maybe it's a season, right?
It might be.
So I don't know. It's just weird. I think we just want to talk it out and be like, where are we at with all of this? Because it's easy to get caught up. And I think at the end of this, I just want to say, like, it's okay to be frustrated, but at the end of the day, make sure you're frustrated for things that affect you and still focus on the good things. The parks are fun.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, this last trip you went on, all the things I complained about of being hot and sweaty and it being way too busy and Genie Plus being a waste of money and blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, we went home going, that was a fun vacation.
Yeah. Because again, when you look at it, our main goal with this, even this episode right now, is to focus on the little things that make you happy. More so not focusing on the negative that you hear everywhere else. Go and experience Disney or the cruise, whatever it is, for yourself. Create your own opinion and go by that.
Sure.
Don't listen to someone else's opinion about, well, I hate this and this thing sucks and da da da. Don't do that. Like, go have your own opinion, experience it yourself, because 9 times out of 10, the experience is different for everybody.
Yep.
So someone might just be having a bad day at the park. The rides might all break down at the same time,
sure,
but not when you're there. So just keep that in mind.
That's true. Like, a perfect example of that was my brother before we went on this last trip in, when did we go? September? End of September.
End of September.
So we were on the phone, I think it was a week or two before the trip, and we're talking about the details and, you know, well, we fly out this time and blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, man, I don't know. Like, this might be I want to spend a lot of time in the parks because this might be my last time going for a few years. And I was like, oh, why? I don't know, man. He's been online on Twitter and Reddit and stuff. And it's just a lot of, a lot of problems there. And I just don't know if I want to spend my money every year going to somewhere that like, it's just going to stress me out. It's just not fun.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, fair point, man. Like, it's your money. So you do what you want to do. Different person. We show up at Disneyland. This kid is like, he went from being 20-something-year-old to like,
he's like a kid in a
candy 9-year-old.
Store. Yeah.
And it was, he was in Magicville.
Magicville.
Like day three, he was like, I could do another like 2 days here. He was loving every minute of it. So just a perfect example of going in with expectations of like, I don't know, I'm going to like it. He was already talking about, when are we going next?
Yeah.
You know, let's get something on the books. And so
yeah,
I think you just go in with like, hey, you know, it's a different experience. It is. It really, really is.
Different experience for everybody, and everyone will have a differing opinion no matter what it is.
Sure. And if at the end of the day, it's not for you anymore, that's okay.
That's great.
And you
good
go,
for you.
Go take your few, you know, it's a lot of money. Go take your $3,000, right? And you can go experience something else next
year. Exactly.
So, I don't know. I don't know what the point of that all was, but I hopefully it's just a, don't focus on the negative. Focus on the good things of Disney. And again, you don't need to like have blinders on and ignore all the problems and stay quiet, but form your own opinion. And again, if Disneyland's still magical to you and your family, just keep doing it.
Yeah. Which is funny because it's exactly what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Again, it might sound like we're bashing on Disney. We're not, because it's kind of like, yeah, things are going wrong and sometimes things are frustrating.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we still love it.
Mm-hmm.
We, right now, during this point of our life, we love cruising with Disney more and we're wanting to explore that. And it's just kind of a weird, like,
it
in
is.
A good
I think,
way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The parks are changing and our tastes are changing.
Right.
So it's weird to like, again, be sitting there, I'm like on YouTube and I choose all these Disney cruise videos over like the updates at the park and I'm like caring less and less. And again, it might have been me getting mixed up with a bunch of negativity and stuff and just feeling blah about the parks. But like, I don't know. I think it is just kind of our taste is changing. I'm looking at Alaska Mickey right in front of me and I'm just giving me good feelings.
What about our Mickey pumpkin? Our little stuffed animal over there.
Oh, yeah, that. I thought you talked about the thing that magically appeared out of thin air.
Dude, we didn't talk about it on here, did we?
So let's close on that. Let's close on a really good, unexpected thing that can happen at Disney, but it happened at home this time.
Yeah.
We told you guys that we ordered this, the light up pumpkin that everyone was talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Hard to get your hands on it. They'd, you know, have five of them at the Emporium and they'd be sold out in 5 seconds. So they popped up on Shop Disney. I stayed up, which is like, I'm not patting myself on the back. I stay up at midnight pretty much every night.
Still, you're sweet to do it.
But stayed up, bought one at midnight. And Caitlin ordered a mat as well. That came like within a few days. And then this pumpkin was lost, right? UPS said they never picked it up. Disney was like, oh no, UPS came and picked it up. Not our problem.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, they said, it's lost. Sorry about that. We can give your money back or just wait for it.
Which I'm like, oh no. Because by that point, it's sold out.
Yeah. And yeah, that we can't send another one out because they're sold out. Bummer. Very upset. And said, it is what it is. It happens. And a day or two later, it just showed up at the door.
Yeah. Which again, if you follow us over on Instagram, which if you haven't already, go do that because we have very fun things over there. I talked about that pumpkin probably for 24 hours on Market House.
You're very
Instagram
excited.
Because it finally came and because it was like that last opportunity to grab it. So I didn't think it was coming. And everyone, which by the way, the support we have on Market House, everyone is so sweet. I cannot tell you how many messages we got. Everyone going, I'm so sorry. How could they lose it?
I know.
Like, hope it comes in. Like, we're thinking of you.
We had some conspiracy theories. Like, someone jacked
it.
Yes,
someone was like, I think someone
some
stole
it. Some UPS driver stole it.
Or they thought, UPS worker stole it. So anyway, it was just.
It showed up.
I'm so happy it showed up. So.
Yeah. It went from label created to delivered within like 48 hours, which is crazy. So anywhoski. Little magic moments like that can happen.
Yeah.
Happened with Shop Disney, but it can happen at the parks. You know, you can get a little freebie Genie Plus ticket thing from a cast member.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always a little pixie dust around the parks.
Yeah. Again, at the end of the day, form your own opinion. Enjoy the magic of Disney. Experience it how you want to experience it with you and your loved ones. And don't focus on the negative because there's so much of that out there. Just... I don't know.
I love it.
Be magic filled.
Be magic filled. Brought to you by Market House. It's our new thing. Be magic filled.
Speaking of magic filled, I have to tell everyone on here, I just purchased a Christmas sweater or sweatshirt on Shop Disney. I'm so excited. It's the red one with like Mickey and like a candy cane.
Yes.
It'll be
very
here.
Excited. We went from never ordering anything off Shop Disney, like legit 10 years, to suddenly we've, you know, put in like 3 orders in the last 3 months.
It's so worth it.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. Make your magic. Does Disney say that or something? Where did that come from?
No one says make your magic.
Make your magic. Hey, if you're listening, DM us make your magic. I just want to see your test.
Okay. On that note, let's go ahead and close this out. Thank you so much for listening. That was a fun kind of just, stip down moment with us. Usually we're prepared and have a lot of stuff. And I think we just wanted to be real with you guys for a couple minutes and just share opinions. And
yeah, we're all friends here.
Yeah. Thank you for allowing us to do that. You can find us over on Instagram at Market House Podcast and Twitter at Market House Pod. Follow us over there to see all of our crazy shenanigans. The next week or two, maybe you can see some beautiful ocean shots and shots of the Midwest.
Oh, geez.
Everyone's favorite thing. But soon enough, it'll be more Disney. It'll be Disney stuff. But consider leaving a review, like we mentioned before, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Huge help to the show. Again, you can use our Undercover Tourist link if you're going to buy tickets to the parks, book a hotel, what have you. Use that link and support the show. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.